I'm Shannon. Wait, I'm not
Shannon.
I'm already drunk.
Suce un sac de bite.
Wanted him to like.
Julian!
Julian, I love you!
Julian!
Julian! There's...
Or I can pull the table back.
How are you gonna drink your drink, Shannon? How are you gonna drink your drink?
I should get a tripod.
You should. I have one at my office. I should have brought
one. Oh, I have three. All right, so we do have to project a little bit.
Of course, I'm allowed.
The microphones are real good. My sexy voice turns on and I get all like husky.
Really?
And customer service.
And then she also does this.
Oh yeah, I'll play with the table and bang a lot.
So like, I can't hear you except for your snapping on stuff. We need to get you some kind of like stimulation toy that you can't hear. You know?
Oh,
something
yeah.
Something for you to like do
a
with
a tactile
you.
Thing that's silent.
A tactile thing that's silent. That's what we need for you.
Like Play-Doh.
Yeah. Play-Doh would be perfect. Except it smells weird.
Yeah.
Yeah, you need something to like tear and rip.
The last
weekend we had Kalen, his two brothers came over for a couple of hours to play, and we had Christina has tactile sand.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They went
crazy.
Loved it. It was crazy. They sat there for like 2 hours.
Nice.
It was crazy. Totally have to put that in the brain file.
Right.
Tactile sand.
So hello, friends.
Here we are.
Live primary coverage.
It was Michigan's primary today. I vetoed.
I voted.
Dyslexic moment. One of my students messaged me and was like, I don't understand what's going on today. And I was like, did you want to vote in the Democratic primary? And she was like, well, my parents said I should vote, would tell me that I should vote for Trump. And I was like, well, what do you care about? And she was like, keeping my guns and keeping out immigrants. And I was like, don't bother voting today.
My sister-in-law messaged me after I posted my picture. She's like, so what is going on today? I was like, well, it's the primary. You can vote for the Democratic ticket or you can vote for the Republican ticket. So if you want to vote for another Republican other than Trump, there are people running against him, or you can go and help choose the next Democratic person.
Guess you could have gone and voted for Tulsi.
Yeah, you don't have to.
Oh, God.
Yeah. So.
Anyway, Tulsi, I'm raising money for my family.
Shannon's in-laws are
Carrie would normally vote Democrat, but she has Republican
Vaughn. Well, but that's
blood.
That's what I'm saying. Tulsi would be perfect for her. That's
she cares a lot about her money and that it's always working for her, which is really funny because she's an early childhood educator.
If she likes her money, I hope she likes the fact that Donald Trump's lighting it on fire at this point.
I keep meaning to ask her about that. So how were those tax returns last year?
Yeah, how's your stock portfolio looking right now?
How's that education job looking? So we have a guest tonight. Yay! Our friend Robert is joining us.
Not the same Robert as the previous Robert.
This is
a different
not
Robert.
Not travel Robert.
Not 27-hour Robert.
Yeah.
Ooh,
oh my God, that's alluring.
He came to visit New Orleans for 27 hours.
When we were down there.
He was just there for that long.
Like a flash in the fry pan.
So
for 27 hours.
Yeah.
Yes.
So I think he literally traveled longer to and from than he was there.
I sort of think so too.
He came from Phoenix.
Yeah. And he had layovers.
No. Well, anyways, hello people.
So this is new Robert.
I'm new Robert. And I am a former politico.
Okay.
Oh, I worked on 3 congressional campaigns. I got the governor of Kentucky elected. Well, I shouldn't say I did, but I was part of the team. And I worked for 3 different members of Congress, one of whom is now the governor of Washington State.
Oh.
So that was a fun ride. And then I got sick and tired of it and got out.
I can't believe I totally forget that you were balls deep in Washington, D.C.
I was all up in that shit. It was a lot of fun, but it was
very stressful.
It was a lot of I can't do anything on weekends. A lot of constantly, you know, the over under on the times I'd get home at night was 9, 10 o'clock. Mm-hmm. And just I don't know how people do that for too long. You get really burned out. But I still love politics. It's amazing. I love politics. So
do you love them?
I love it like you love
cheese.
A voluptuous woman. That's what you love.
I thought you were gonna say that you loved it like how I love fighting online, where it's like it's
Are you a Twitter troll? Do you just spend all your time flaming people on Twitter and Instagram and
Reddit?
Oh, it's even worse. Please don't tell me you use 4chan.
No,
that I'm leaving.
Fuck no. No, okay. Listen. Here's the thing about Reddit is that it is highly, highly customizable. I'm serious.
She's not joking.
You can adjust the levels of hell
that you can send.
Yeah, you can actually.
I'm very active in Troll X Chromosomes, which is all like women memes. And
that's awesome.
Yeah, that's one of my all-time favorites. And but then, you know, men will come in there being like, not all men or whatever, and then I get to like tell them what a stupid piece of turd they are. And I'm
they
also
leave the group real quick. Yeah.
I don't want them there. This is for ladies to make fun of lady issues. This is not for men to tell us what we think, like they do literally everywhere else in the world.
So are you saying that these men come into this Reddit group and try to mansplain your ladies?
Hell yeah, they do.
Yes.
Fuck that shit.
Right. So let me see. Where? Come on.
Are you still in random gifts of Amazon or no?
Yeah. Yeah, so people can like randomly send you presents from Amazon. I'm also very active.
Why would you do that?
Because I got lots of presents that way. I made friends. That's how I know 27-hour Robert. I'm in animals being jerks, which is just gifts of animals.
Isn't that all animals?
Like asshole, but like particularly, like where they eat someone's hat or like pee on somebody's whatever. Like where animals particular dicks.
Okay, your best animal being bad story. I know I have one right in my head.
Oh, personally?
Yes.
No, I don't have.
Like, this is the top of the thing right now.
Yeah, I've got personal stories of that shit happening.
The cat is holding the other cat's face away from the food bowl
while he's eating.
Yeah, yeah.
So here, my dogs right now are in a constant war for the best chew bone. So Cora will pretend like she needs to go outside. I will take her outside to go pee, but she knows that Riddle, every time she does that, will walk up to the door. He doesn't want to go out. He just wants to know what's going on. She'll walk back in, walk past him, go right to the bone he was just chewing on, pick it up, and go with it. Every single time she knows it, how it happens. She's a turd. That's how it rolls.
She's not a dick. She's manipulative.
Yes, that she is. That she is.
So animals being jerks is very, sometimes they're very hilarious. Or like a
Did
horse.
Did you join the Baby Yoda?
Yeah, of course.
Subreddit?
I'm on the Baby Yoda subreddit. I'm on Bad Tattoos.
Bad Tattoos is good.
Yeah, I love Bad Tattoos. What's at the top of Bad Tattoos today? I can't even read this.
What is it?
Some guy's nipples hanging out of his tattoo.
So this guy got a chest piece. Some guy tried to copy my tattoo artist's work, but he tattooed the nipple onto his arm.
Oh my God, no, let me see.
There's nothing like having a nipple on your arm.
Oh, holy Lord. They thought the nipple was part of the tattoo.
Or he was just a real idiot. Who knows?
Right? That's awesome.
All right, so we were having a little discussion that we had started before we started the cast here.
Yeah.
Because you and I were both Sanders voters
in 2016.
I am no longer a Sanders voter, But you are.
Well.
For lack of options?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep, for lack of options. I had voted for Bernie Sanders today, but that was not my intention. I was, like, real into Julian Castro early on. I was devastated when he dropped out. I became convinced that Elizabeth Warren was the right person. And I just want to Maggie rant real quick. Let's imagine that the genders of the top three people were flipped. And we had a woman with crazy hair who yelled all the time. A woman who gaffed constantly and made no sense 25% of the time. And a man who was composed with a million plans on how to get stuff done. It's like really obvious who the winner would be. And the fact that Warren was forced to drop out and didn't have enough support just infuriates me. Just makes me so goddamn mad.
It breaks my heart too. Mm-hmm. Like, we went from the most diverse Democratic dais to three rich white old people, including Warren. But, like, now we're down to two crazy old white men.
Well, you know, it's Christine and I sometimes come to disagreement on this because of my background. I look at this very analytically. Mm-hmm. And knowing what I know, working on inside of campaigns,
yeah.
It's, you know, you can see that. And Jay Inslee famously said this to me, and he was absolutely right. He's like, it doesn't, because he, so Jay Inslee won his first congressional race in 92 and then lost in 94. Because of his vote on the assault weapons ban. Mm-hmm. And he knew it would cost him a seat. And the thing he said when he got his seat back in 2000 was that it doesn't matter what kind of candidate you are. If you're not running at the right time, you won't win.
Yeah.
And I think, and you have to be somewhat lucky. Like, for example, you could argue that Mayor Pete, out of all the candidates this cycle, got screwed the most. He doesn't get his Iowa victory, which he eventually won, but doesn't get the whole week of, woo, Mayor Pete came back and won Iowa, so he goes to New Hampshire. With those kind of headwinds, you could see him winning New Hampshire. Mm-hmm. He wins New Hampshire. This, I think, we're having a whole different discussion. Because I do think then he gets the look from whether it's Latinos or the African-American mm-hmm. community, I think he gets a look from them because he gets all this free press. Yeah. With Elizabeth Warren, she made a very strategic choice that she would be as progressive as Bernie, but have the plans. Like, mm-hmm. he's just talking out of thin air. She can actually get it done. But it turns out it's not really what voters were looking for. And she switched messages several times. So you could even tell with her campaign, she didn't quite know mm-hmm. where she was going to go. And I think, too, I think if she would have done a little bit better in one of the first two contests, because I think New Hampshire really hurt her. Mm-hmm. When she came that far away, it was just like, people are just like, okay, well, yeah. She doesn't have a shot now. So it's disappointing. It's really disappointing. When
people don't know what they don't know. And we should just vote Terry Crews for president.
Yes.
2020. Oh, God.
Idiocracy. That movie.
He has the experience.
He does.
He has more experience than Trump.
That's right. He played one on TV.
Morgan Freeman has played multiple presidents.
Yeah, he's got so many presidencies under his belt. I mean, I personally think that it should be.
I mean, Martin. We could do Martin Sheen.
Come on.
Let Bartlett be Bartlett.
Or you,
white old man.
I mean,
Michael Douglas, because originally Martin Sheen was his chief of staff.
Oh yes, oh my favorite movie ever.
Well, you know, the West Wing script initially came out of leftovers from The American President.
No, I didn't know that.
Aaron Sorkin wrote The American President.
Oh, okay.
And he had all this leftover material, and he just decided to pitch this idea, thinking that no one would ever actually make
right.
it.
Right. And it was like a 10-year show.
Yeah, and Martin Sheen also was not supposed to be on that show much. He was supposed to be in like 4 episodes a year. But they did the pilot, and he tested so well that they put him on every episode. Yeah. So
I love that show. He's nice on the eyes.
But yeah, so I think I don't love Biden, but I think a couple of things come into play. One is when people... I don't mind his gaffes so much, especially when you realize he's a stutterer. And a lot of his gaffes come from the fact that he has difficulty with certain phrases and words. Mm-hmm. And he catches himself. He's even pointed out certain speeches where it sounds like he's gaffing, but what he's doing is trying to search for the right way to say it in his head because he can't. He's having difficulty saying it.
Right.
But the thing, I think, if you've ever experienced loss in your life, if you ever lost a parent, a child, whatever, you listen to any speech he's given to groups of people who are grieving. Mm-hmm. That to me is just like you there, that empathy you just don't find normally in people.
Yeah.
So I mean, that again, I'd rather have Elizabeth Warren, I'd rather have Mayor Pete, but I sure as hell don't want Trump.
Yeah.
Right. Like, so, I would literally vote, let's talk about things we would vote for over Trump. I would vote for my cat easily any day of the week.
I'd vote for my toe clippings.
Yeah, oh man, me too. Toenail clippings.
Haven't we all been like, oh, bring back Bush?
Yeah. Yeah, okay.
He can just send me off and went off and paint. I don't even care.
When I was in college was when he was president, and I remember seeing a bumper sticker. I even remember where I saw was when I saw it because it was so impactful to me at the time. I was at the corner of Maple and Dexter Ann Arbor, and this bumper sticker on this car, because I was a big W hater. I hated that guy. I complained about him so hard constantly. So this bumper sticker said, I never thought I would miss Nixon. And I was like, yeah, you poor soul, right?
Oh,
like,
God.
I wasn't alive for Nixon, but, like, I hate W so much. Like, I get, and then now I feel that. Like, I all never thought.
I wasn't even alive, but God Trump. Damn, I miss Nixon.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah,
no, now we miss Trump. I never thought I'd miss W.
Yeah, because of Trump, I never thought I'd miss W.
God, that's just sad.
It is sad.
So Scott came to me last night, and he was like, have you heard this crazy conspiracy theory yet? And I was like, no, do tell. And so I don't know who he was listening to, but he said the guy who has these crazy theories is really spot on sometimes. Like, things do come to fruition. So he said Biden's going to get the nod. Bernie's going to get paid. They're going to go to convention. Bernie's going to get paid off. Biden's going to get the nod. But during convention, Biden's going to be diagnosed with Alzheimer's. And Hillary is going to rise from the ashes and be given the nomination magically. And I was like, if that happens, I will slip my wrist.
Me too. That's, I was just about to say, I'd kill myself.
So upset.
I would literally kill myself.
If that happens, it should go to Elizabeth Warren.
That's right.
Yeah, that's a good conspiracy theory. Not the best one I've ever heard, but that's not bad.
I mean, it's like a fun one to laugh about.
Yeah. It's a way plausible, though. Like, just think about it. Like, it's pretty plausible, given our last few years.
It's one of the things, it's funny to hear those things, too, because people used to tell me all this stuff about the way they think politics works.
Uh-huh.
And then I would tell them it's everything you think it is and everything it's not.
Yeah.
It's so, some of it's so, so boring.
Uh-huh.
It's not even that fun. And then other parts of it are just super gossipy, like, people would always ask, oh, what's the most interesting? That's like, everybody sleeps with everybody on a campaign. It's just so much fucking, it's not even funny.
I didn't listen to last week's episode, and I forgot to, and I'm sorry. Did I read the thing that I put on Reddit about Biden? Did I read that last week?
I don't know. I don't think so.
Okay. Well, you're the one who listened to it.
We'll start reading it.
Okay.
And we'll let
you
know.
On Reddit, someone was like, if Biden gets this, I'm not even going to vote in the election. He's the same as Trump. And this is what I wrote. I'm not a huge Biden fan, but he would not cozy up to dictators, throw diplomacy out the window, lie constantly. Biden would just lie some of the time in a normal politician way, start tariff wars for egotistical reasons, spend all day watching television, pack the courts with unqualified judges, demand loyalty from everyone around him, ask foreign governments to interfere on his behalf, or profit directly from the presidency. Biden would take his job seriously, believe intelligence agencies, go to intelligence briefings, actually read things that people gave to him, choose competent judges, build bridges with allies, and appoint qualified cabinet members. They're both old, senile, and care about the ruling class, but they are not the same.
You did not read that.
So that is my take on Biden.
He's not senile.
Is he?
Yeah. No, it's a very convenient, nobody's perfect. And if we all held up a mic to us all the time and had to speak into it 90% of our lives.
Oh God, I'd sound like a fucking idiot. Correct. I listen to myself on this podcast.
I would sound insane. So I'm willing to give him a wide berth. You know, some of the stuff bothered me, like the whole thing about getting arrested when he was in South Africa with Mandela. That was just, I don't know why he was lying about that. It didn't make any sense. But in the grand scheme of things, I think a lot of people in politics and real life always stretch the truth with their stories because they want to make them sound more interesting. Mm-hmm. But at that level, and you know, the fact is Biden did got caught red-handed, what, in 88 when he was running for president, like the fourth time, the third time, whatever it was, for plagiarizing speeches. So it's not like he hasn't done that before. So,
right.
He would plagiarize speeches from English politicians. So, until somebody nabbed him for it. So,
nice. What do you guys think about Biden joining the race so late?
I think he's allowed to do whatever the fuck he wants.
Yeah. It's all's fair in love and politics.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't have a strong opinion on that.
So Hillary could rise from the ashes!
Leia kissed Ray! Leia kissed Ray!
Robert, do you have a thing for Hillary?
No, I really used to like Hillary, but mm-hmm. she's just like, she's another crook in the barrel like everyone else at this point. So
Robert needs to hear, this is my conspiracy theory.
Ooh,
did you see Rise of Skywalker?
I haven't yet, but I've heard all about the plot. So I know.
So there,
the plot.
I wouldn't
you
be
won't
spoiling.
Ruin it. No, I know.
Okay.
I know that he's a clone and, you know, the Emperor.
All right. So, when Leia dies, she doesn't flutter away into the Force. Her body is out there. And then when she dies, is when Kylo Ren goes back to being Ben. And then when Ben dies, is when Leia flutters away into the Force. So my hypothesis is that Leia didn't really die. She's controlling Ben that whole time. And Leia's the one who kissed Rey. So that's my ridiculous...
Ooh.
So when I'm coming up with a crazy hypothesis, Leia kissed Rey is what I mean, I don't actually believe.
So are you saying Leia's a lesbian?
Yeah, for sure. Okay. I mean, no, she's definitely okay. Bisexual.
Okay.
Like, I'm not saying that she wasn't.
She did kiss her brother.
Yeah. Right. But like, I'm not saying she wasn't into Han Solo all those years. I'm just saying she swings both ways. But that's a ridiculous conspiracy theory. I don't actually really believe it, but I do like posing it. So that's what I bring up when we have ridiculous conspiracy theories.
Leia kissed Rey.
Leia kissed Rey.
We should get shirts for PenguinCon that say Leia
no
kissed Rey.
No one will know what it is. No
You'll
one
get
will
caught
know.
Up like 20 times a day trying to explain that conspiracy theory to everybody. That's really time consuming.
Nah, they're really nerdy. They'll just be like, no, she didn't.
All right, so the question becomes that since Biden won Michigan, does he win Washington State?
I don't know that we can infer one from the other necessarily.
Well, so we all know that late-breaking voters broke Biden big time. That's been the MO ever since South Carolina. However, Washington State's all mail-in. Ballots. So there's really no such thing as late breaking votes. Most of these people probably voted weeks ago.
Yeah.
So I think Sanders still has a fighting chance of winning Washington State.
I appreciate that as a political analysis.
Or you're holding out hope that it's still Sanders?
No, I like if you give a good reason, then I'm here for it. That's all I'm saying. Back it up with hypothetical evidence, then I'm because we're just hypothesizing anyway.
I can't make up my own poll numbers.
I don't think you can.
Ugh.
When's convention?
Poll of one.
June or July.
Because last time it was in August.
Okay.
Do you think Bernie and Biden will go to convention?
No.
And they'll choose someone?
No, I think this is a real, especially Michigan, is a real gut punch to Sanders. He put all his eggs in his basket there, and I think even his support, they're going to have to reassess it. At this point now, it's just a vanity project. Now it's really just, I'm stroking my ego.
I think that's a ridiculous thing to say. I mean, going into today, he was less than 200 delegates behind. That's not, like, I mean, I get it. When you're breaking it down statistically, it didn't look great for him. But, like, when you're looking at it big picture, being down 200 delegates, less than 200 delegates, when you have to get to almost 2,000, doesn't seem like insurmountable odds.
It doesn't. When you look at the upcoming states. You look at the upcoming states, as it's not a matter of, if it was closer, see, he needed to come out of with California with like plus 200 delegates, and he did. And the reason that was the math was because they knew after what they're calling Big Tuesday. I guess this is Big Tuesday, not Super Tuesday.
Big Tuesday.
Big Tuesday, because Michigan's big. Is that because the following states that are coming up next, especially Florida, Georgia, he's down by like 55 points in Florida. He is going to get creamed. And he's going to get creamed in Georgia. And so the math always had to be that way, because that's the only way he could sustain and grab delegates that he could win the nomination. If he loses Michigan and he possibly loses Washington State, there's mathematically no way he wins the nomination. So that's why I say it's a vanity. It's for maybe. Listen, I don't think. Listen, I don't agree with what Clyburn said, that the DNC should stop the debates and they should just try to shut this thing down now. I think that's wrong. I think he continues on if he thinks his supporters are owed that. Like, hey, I'm going to fight on because you guys put so much effort and money into my campaign, so I want to keep doing it. But let's not pretend to that's not what it is. It's a vanity project. It's not about winning the nomination anymore, which is one of the problems in 2016. He held on for so long that it really hurt the effort in the fall. So that's my very analytical look. Sorry, I mean, Sanders people.
I don't have anything to add, so...
But I would have liked an alternative universe where Elizabeth Warren won.
Yeah, fuck yeah!
There's an Elizabeth Warren action figure I kind of want.
Did you see the video of her and Kate McKinnon from Saturday Night Live?
I saw that. I watched it dancing in the dressing room.
Yeah. Okay, so that is
I've been meaning to watch the skit.
That is a TikTok meme.
Uh-huh.
Right?
Already?
No. It was before that. They were doing it. It's called Flip the Switch. And you turn off the lights and you turn the lights back on and you flip positions and close with the other person. But they were wearing the same clothes.
Got it.
So, because I kept on seeing that it was called Flip the Switch Challenge, and I was like, what is this? So I did my little deep dive. Some of them are very funny. People, you know, flip the switch with their dog or their baby, you know, like, and a lot of couples do it where the guy ends up cross-dressing, and they usually try to dance like the other person. So that's what that was. It was a TikTok flip the switch thing.
So you've both seen that then?
Yes.
I have, this is not a conspiracy theory, it's just a really funky observation. Is it just me, or does Elizabeth Warren have the longest arms you have ever seen in your life? I swear, Kate McKinnon's fingers go to her mid-thigh. Elizabeth Warren seemed to go down to her knees. It is creepy. It makes, because she starts moving her arms like that, and it looks like a giant spider. It's really creepy.
Maybe she was hunched a little bit.
Maybe. She dropped her shoulders a little bit.
As a short woman, I find that a lot of tall women tend to hunch a lot because they are subconscious about their height compared to everyone else.
Well, I can tell you as a tall and fat person that I hunch a lot.
Yeah.
Because it's, you try to hide your belly. So that's a dude thing.
I love a tall woman. I love a tall woman who owns it and wears heels. That's my favorite.
Oh, that's sad. And the two of those won the popular vote.
I know.
That's sad.
I know.
It's a picture of former Democratic presidential candidates who have all lost and now in heaven.
Yeah. And says, join us, Joe. So, okay, here is my political analysis from, like, what I have observed since being a voter. Now, my 18th birthday was November 12th, 2000. So, if you can do math, I missed the election by about a week. I did not get to vote in the 2000 election by about a week. I missed it by, like, I can't remember if it was on the 6th or the 8th. I either missed it by 6 days or 8 days. So, But I, in my head, that still sort of feels like my first election because I was already in college. I was a freshman, and literally everybody who was my peer voted that year. So, like, even though I didn't actually vote, it really felt like I did.
92 felt like that for me.
Yeah.
Because Bill Clinton was elected, and I was a year away from being able to vote. So.
So
I had to vote for Bill the second time.
Did you?
In 96.
Six. Yeah, so did I.
So in my adult life, in my adult voting life, we as a country keep trying to pick people who seem like palatable and electable and moderate, and they don't win. And the one person who has won is the person who motivates non-voters to come out to vote. And so that has been...
Say that again. The one person who did win motivated non-voters to vote?
Yeah. Motivated people who didn't normally turn up to vote to vote. That
You're
was
talking about Obama?
Obama. Yeah.
That's go ahead. I'll
that well, I mean, I have, like, that's been some people's analysis on that. Mm-hmm. It, you know, there's like, there's so many infinite threads going into this thing. It's hard to like pin something down on one thing, right? But to me, it feels in my feelings like a moderate can't win.
So
I will say also, I also perceived that Obama was able to get typical non-voters out to vote. Being a black articulate man who was educated, he was able to still relate to a lot of disenfranchised voters, to the minorities who never get to see themselves on the platform and get out to vote. I kind of feel that way right now. Like, I'm so tired of voting for old white men. Mm-hmm. I just want to see myself on that stage. And I thought that that's what was awesome about Obama is like, oh, now I know how African-American people feel. Like, they never get to see themselves anywhere. And here I am, a privileged white woman, like, just wanting to see Wonder Woman, like, win the election, you know?
Yeah.
Take all those bullets through no man's land, you know? But anyway, so it was it's my perception as well that he was able to drum up the non-voters.
Well, and your observations are valid. The data behind it though says something a little bit different. I'll have to double check. I don't think it was a matter of Obama activating non-voters, because there's two huge myths in politics that professional politicos know that the general public believes are true. One is the myth of the moderate, the independent voter. Mm-hmm. There's no such thing.
Nope, there's not.
There is not. Never there hasn't been since the early 80s. Mm-hmm. But the media likes to use it because it gives them the veil of being able to like talk about the independent voters, because they like to view themselves as independent.
There's just like, statistically, there's very few people, very, very few, who switch parties.
Well, it's not even voting. That, but even people who don't declare a party, I can tell you how they're going to vote.
Exactly.
The other myth that the general public believes that we politicos know isn't true is that non-voters vote. There's a reason they're non-voters. They don't vote. Yeah. In very rare exceptions do you get a small segment of them to vote. What generally happens is you get people who periodically vote. Those aren't non-voters. Those are just people who get activated for one reason or another. And what I think, and again, I have to double check, but with Obama, I think what you saw is a larger percentage of the African-American community voted. You had suburban voters who were okay with Obama voted. And you remember, it was 2008. We had an economic crisis. People hated George W. Bush. We were in a war. I mean, that election was set up for somebody like Obama to win. And remember, he was as moderate. Biden's platform is far more progressive than Obama's ever was. And I think the president at one point kind of said that recently during an interview talking about the candidates. So I think we create a situation where we think, oh, it's only the moderates. And that may or may not be true with that Democrats. But Democrats are a much wider party ideologically than Republicans are.
That's very true.
Republicans are very much like, get in line. You know, what's the old saying is, Republicans fall in line, Democrats want to fall in love.
Yes, that is the line.
And I've seen that to be very much true. We want the hero. It's why Democrats have fucked up for so long by only focusing on the presidency and not worrying about state and local offices. And because we want, oh, the president's going to save us. Yay. It's like, fuck that. I want to win back the Senate. I want to win back state houses. Yeah. I want to win back sheriff's offices. You know, those people do real work too.
Yes, they do.
Sheriff Arpaio, for example.
I agree.
That guy is the worst.
The last Senate election was so big because, I mean, I at least finally realized, oh, we need to flip our House and Senate because that's where, I mean, I always knew that's where the real work gets done. Yeah. But it's real important to really start infusing more diversity, more women, and
sorry, and no, whatnot. Mitch McConnell is worse than Joe Arpaio.
Oh God!
Final answer.
And I worked in Kentucky for a year.
I just want to like walk so up to bad. Him and grab his neck skin and just shake it really hard.
Mitch McConnell's?
Yes. Also, I wonder if we just like lined up like a 2,000-mile thing of lettuce, if he would stop destroying the country. Like, would he just like follow it? Would he just follow the lettuce across the United States?
Now, is he a normal turtle or is he a snapping turtle? I guess that's really the question.
That's a good question that I don't know the answer to.
Because then they'd have to change what you feed him.
That's true.
I'm sure his wife, I'm sure Elaine Chao just kind of hangs food out and waits him for
you know
snap
what? He's probably a snapping turtle. It needs to be some like meat stuff. Needs to be whatever.
And snapping turtles, you know, they're such
evil.
Jerks. Yeah,
they're totally so evil. That does make more sense.
So Christina said something. One another candidate or somebody looked like a version of Mitch McConnell, but I forget who it was now. Oh gosh, I wish I could remember.
So
baby Mitch McConnell.
I'm never donating to a political campaign ever again because everyone I donate to loses.
It's like the sports, the sports version of yes. political sports version yes. where you're like, they're winning. I'm going to wear the same underwear for 3 weeks.
Yep. Yeah. Except I am going to donate. This is my plan. I hate, and I mean hate, almost as much as I hate Mitch McConnell. I hate my representative. He's the worst.
Which, the congressional?
Wahlberg.
Or? Oh, Tim Wahlberg, yeah.
He is terrible.
She used to call him every day.
I used to call him all the time, and then I finally gave
up. Are you on a list? Are you sure the Secret Service isn't monitoring this?
Oh, no, I am not sure of that at all. And in fact, he makes you put your information, like, when you go to his town halls, right? Because he doesn't want to have to... like answer any questions that's not from somebody who's in his district. He wants to make sure you're not pretending to be somebody other than who you are. Like, he is insane about that. So the last time I did that, it was when a season of Whatchamahooji was on.
Handmaid's Tale.
And I said, is this how they're going to find me when it becomes the Handmaid's Tale? Is this how they're going to find where I live? When this becomes the Handmaid's Tale. And the lady looked at me like I was a fucking psycho. And I was like, this is a legitimate question.
So in 2010, when I was working for Jay Inslee.
I didn't finish what I was going to say.
Sorry.
I'm going to give him 2 pennies and say, here's my 2 cents. You suck. Right? And so then I will have donated to him. And hopefully he will catch my disease of losing. That's my plan.
I love it.
I remember a constituent calling me when I was working for the California State Legislature. And she was really upset with me. And she was just blasting me for, I don't remember why. And so she started cursing at me. And our office rule was always, if somebody starts cursing at you, hang up. You're done. So I hung up and she called immediately back. She's, how dare you hang up on me? I pay your salary. And I remember distinctly telling her, ma'am, what's your address? I'll send you a dime. That's how much you paid me. She didn't take well to that. I think she hung up on me at that point.
That's understandable.
Your address? Because you pay me a dime.
VP pick, though.
Ah, let's go down that road. Stacey Abrams is the only correct answer.
Really?
I love her. No,
why?
I don't. She is so smart. She's so damn smart. I love her. But no, I actually don't really believe that.
What about Stephanie Abrams?
No, my
what
other,
about Shonda Rhimes?
My other real answer. So my other real answer is this, and I was sure that Warren was going to pick him, and so I was like, yes, I'm voting for my dream candidate, Julian. I love him too. I love him. I think he is wonderful in a million ways. He was my first, like...
Do you have a crush on Julian Castro?
Yeah, for sure.
Oh, okay. Just double checking.
For sure.
But his ass the bomb?
Yeah. Yeah. Also, since he's an identical twin, if he got the presidency, we would actually get to see how much somebody aged while they were in office. Don't you want that just for the science?
Don't they have two
just clean for the science?
One's clean shaven, the other has a beard right now, right?
Right. Julian made Joaquin grow a beard when he was running for president. Like, Julian pressured Joaquin.
Because I remember kept seeing Joaquin on MSNBC during the impeachment hearings.
Yeah.
Or during the House hearings.
Yeah. He is... Yeah. San Antonio area representative.
They should run together.
That was my dream. Okay, so this was the thing.
It's like Dave, the movie.
I said that 4 years ago. I said one of the Castro twins should run and then pick his twin as the running mate, and then all of our yard signs would say Castro, Castro, 2020. And, like, that was my dream. And I made that up just as a joke, but then he really started running, and I was like, yes, Castro, Castro, 2020.
One step closer to your dream.
Yes, I tweeted that joke at least 8 times because I really wanted him to see it. So.
I'm very sorry. What about you, Shannon?
I don't have an opinion about vice president.
Really? You don't want him to pick Elizabeth Warren?
That'd be nice. That'd be ideal.
I think he's going to pick Kamala Harris. That's who I think he's going to pick.
That wouldn't be bad. I think a female would be wise.
But yeah, I think that is a wise political choice.
Yes,
I think
they have to be smarter and have brains than Sarah Palin.
Well, thankfully, there is no Democrat that dumb.
Because I said that about
maybe Henry Cuellar from Texas.
As long
is that
as
dumb,
he
but.
Picks a woman, he could have this in the bag, and then he can pick the dumbest woman alive.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I remember that. When McCain picked her, I, like, sucked in my teeth where I was like, ooh, oh no, that's good. And then she was a...
Then she opened her mouth.
Train wreck.
Total train wreck.
That was one of the most fun elections ever.
Did that vetting? Who vetted her?
It's, who was it? Was it Weaver or who wrote the book?
I literally don't know. That was more a rhetorical question because what did they do? What, did they just fly to Alaska? Oh, yep, you are a woman. Thank you. It was nice to meet you. You are an attractive looking woman.
She was hot.
Goodbye.
That was definitely, she was hot.
How about you?
Yeah, tell me. Tell us.
I don't know.
Did he pick Obama?
No, but he could name Obama to the Supreme Court.
I want Michelle Obama on the Supreme Court, but... When
can you elect anyone?
What's that
for? You can nominate anyone.
You
need the Senate to confirm them, though.
What's literally nominate anyone?
What's that frog face motherfucker
don't have
who
to be
died?
A lawyer.
Nice.
What's that frog? What's that frog face motherfucker
yes.
who died?
Yeah. No, I don't know if technically they both went to law school. There have been, I believe, Supreme Court justices who went to law school but who weren't technically lawyers.
They didn't pass a bar, for example.
So I don't think. I think if Obama did pass the bar, it was a long time ago. But yes, he could be a Supreme Court justice.
What's that guy's name who died?
The Supreme Court
like
justice?
Yeah, the one who looked like a frog. The frog-faced motherfucker.
Oh, the super conservative guy that just
Antonin Scalia.
That guy. So, when he died, my thing then was, nominate Anita Hill. Nominate Anita Hill. Nominate Anita Hill.
I think she's making really good bank right now. I doubt she'd want it.
But that would have been hilarious. Listen,
is that seat still open?
No,
they filled it with
Neil Gorsuch.
Neil Gorsuch and then Brett Kavanaugh was the second one.
Was the next one.
Mr. I like to rate people when I drink beers, Gorsuch.
No, Kavanaugh's
it wasn't
that one.
That
oh, is that Kavanaugh?
Beer.
Oh, it doesn't matter.
Kavanaugh
what does it matter?
Beer.
It wasn't that much
Kavanaugh
beer.
Is beer and rape. Gorsuch
is
people
douchebag.
Should die. For their jobs. That's that guy.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I'm sorry.
Do you remember that with the truck? The truck driver?
Yeah.
He should have died rather than leave his stuff.
Yeah. He should have stayed in the truck.
He should have stayed in the truck. He was freezing.
This guy's a jerk.
They're so jerks.
But because we need, that's the other thing. And people who are like, oh, I'm not going to vote for Biden. It's like, we are going to lose Ruth Bader Ginsburg as soon as this election's over. Like, she is gone.
86 years old.
She is hanging on by a thread. And so people who say, I mean, literally, he's already remade the court, the courts, the federal, the appellate courts, for probably the next 20 years. I mean, you can practically kiss Roe v. Wade bye at this point.
Yeah.
And people are like, oh, I'm going to stay home. You're fucking idiots.
You're so stupid. Don't do that.
So, but I don't know. I think he's going to pick Kamala Harris. I would like it to be Warren, but I also don't want to pluck her from Massachusetts, because the way it works in Massachusetts is the governor appoints an interim, and that interim would be there in the first, like, 90 days they have a Democratic president, and then they would have a special election to choose a new candidate. And if you have a 51-49 Senate, you're going to give up one of those seats.
Yeah, don't do it.
And Kamala Harris, I mean, at least you have Gavin Newsom. He's going to appoint a Dem. So
the one exception to my person I donated to who won was I donated to Kyrsten Sinema.
Oh, nice.
However, Martha McSally still got a goddamn seat. So I don't even count that.
Yeah, well, she's going to lose this time around.
So. I fucking hope so. Mark Kelly is a goddamn American hero. He's
a fucking astronaut.
He's a fucking astronaut. His wife was shot in the head.
That was the day that, so I was on the Hill that day when that happened. And I remember Christina calling me and saying, I want you to come home. That was kind of the end, the start of the end.
Mm-hmm. Was it?
Yeah, it was just like, this isn't worth it. Like, I'm not getting shot. Because what happened, when I was working for Jay Inslee, is when the Tea Party shit happened.
Yeah.
And we had people storm our office telling us they were going to kill our families.
Oof.
And those are memories that are just seared in my brain. I also remember Jay Inslee's response. Unfortunately, he got a hold of a bullhorn. And he would lean out the window being, Tea Party, go home! We don't want you here.
That's very awesome. Funny. That's very funny.
He used to pick up the phone and answer his calls and not tell the people who he was. So he would, people call his office, and he would just start talking to them, answering their questions. I always liked him. He's a good dude.
Yeah.
He ran for president, too.
Yes, he did. He was running this time.
Yep. So.
Were you an early supporter of his because you like him? Was that, like, he's were you one an early of, supporter of his? And
I would have voted. He's one of the most decent people I've ever met in my life.
Yeah.
He, like, truly loves his kids. He always does what he's voted for things he knew he would cost him his seat. I mean, you just don't get many people like that anymore, so.
Part of why I love Julian so much again for this particular year was because Trump would have gone insane going up against a Mexican American. It would have driven him crazy. It would have made him crap his pants on stage. He would have been so mad.
He would have tried to build a wall on the debate stage.
Oh my God. He would have totally lost his goddamn mind.
You know what would have been amazing? If Julian built a wall while Trump was speaking. Like, out of those cardboard blocks you gotta get the play with in kindergarten.
Oh my God. It would be like a Pink Floyd concert, just slowly during the debate, putting up a block after each question. Slowly, it's like 10 feet tall. Oh, that would mean good. Do we have anything from Washington State yet?
I don't think their polls are closed yet.
I think they close them early because
you have to mail in.
Oh man, I should know the answer to that question. I don't.
It's only almost 7 there.
That's a good point. Andrew Yang endorses Joe Biden. Like, at what point, who cares? Sorry, Andrew Yang. I know my family really liked him. And I was just like,
I thought he was bringing important discussions to the forefront. I was never going to support him as a candidate. I mean, if he was the candidate, of course I would. But, like, I was never going to support him against other qualified people. But I do think a lot of the points that he brought up, a lot of the discussions that he brought up, were important, were important things to happen. And that was what I thought Bernie was doing 4 years ago. I thought that Hillary was going to try to swing harder to the right to try to pick up those independents, those swing voters, and that he pushed her farther left and that was really important. And I thought that was his role 4 years ago, and I thought that it was a necessary role. And similarly, I think that's what Andrew Yang did this year. I think that if we're going to have, like, if we're headed towards this much automation, like, what's the point of having robots do everything for us if you're still so poor you can't buy anything? The whole point of having robots to do things is so that you have time and money to do stuff. So I think that universal basic income is a discussion that needs to be had. I do think that, like, that needs to, like, that it's a thing that needs to be discussed, or at least, how we're going to structure our society in the face of automation. Like, maybe it's not UBI, but, like, maybe it's something else, right? But, like, I think he was bringing up really important stuff.
Does anyone have universal basic income?
Yeah, actually, there's a test case in Stockton, California, where I went to college, where they implemented a program with private financing. It's a small sample size, but they have been doing it there. And I haven't checked
any other countries.
There's versions.
I think Switzerland's one of them, but I can't remember. I was starting to Google it.
I did read a story about a small company in California. The owner decided to do a minimum salary across the board for everyone in his company. It was something like $71,000 a year.
Yeah, I know there's various instances.
His board thought he was crazy. His upper management thought he was crazy. Yeah. And he's like, but what I thought happened.
Yeah.
People were happier. It freed up time and energy on other things. They could spend more time with their family. They loved their jobs. They felt appreciated.
Yeah.
And so he took away his own salary, mortgaged his homes. Like, he was pulling in millions a year for his own self. And it was a conversation he had with hiking with a friend.
Mm.
And that made him decide to do that.
I mean,
that's super interesting.
Ford didn't start paying people $5 a day out of the goodness of his heart. He did that because he was...
wanted people to buy the products they were making.
Well, not just that. He was suffering from high turnover. So he was trying to get people to stay because that was costing him more money to have high turnover, right? But also that, like, yeah, I also want the people who work here to be able to, like, freely advertise my product. So, like, everybody tells that story about how he did that and how successful that made him and how successful that made that company. Like, why have we taken no lessons from that?
Wow, that's a major economic historical conversation that
it is.
Can get it. Because I do think, you know, one of the things I keep thinking about why I voted for Sanders in 2016 and why I was never going to vote for him this time around, besides the fact that I just don't like someone who brags about being ineffective. Like, hey, look, I never get anything done. I'm always the one speaking out against something. It's like, yeah, so you're in Congress to get stuff done, not to just throw stones. And because one of the observations I get is, you know, somebody like him, I think that now and with more perspective, I see him as someone who's just been yelling at the rain for so long that if you put him in a leadership position and say, now you have to build a coalition to get something done, he wouldn't know what to do.
Right.
Because he's just not the way his brain is.
I mean,
built.
He's had 40 years to do it and hasn't done it.
Yeah.
His ideals have not changed since he was a young man.
But I like his ideals, and I think what he's saying is a discussion we need to have, because, like you said, Andrew Yang brought it up, is like, we're fundamentally shifting both as a culture and an economy, and no one's really talking about it. And I do appreciate the fact that he brought that to the forefront. But the fact of the matter is, somebody wrote something that I read that kind of summarized it for me, was you don't talk about renovating your house when it's on fire.
And are you
that's
sure?
That's the way I feel right now. I feel like the world's on fire, and I just
at least
want somebody.
It's in embers, and I know I'm getting an insurance check.
Yeah. So I feel like I just want a grown up to go in there and be like, "Oh, hey, guess what? You can sleep this weekend because I'm not going to be doing crazy shit and threatening to burn everything down, so you can get some sleep." And by the way, I'm only going to serve one term, and then whoever my VP is going to be president next time. That's because I advocated for Biden, Warren in 2016. Just FYI. I wanted Biden to run in 2016 as heir apparent to Obama and say, I'm serving one term, mm-hmm. and Elizabeth Warren's my person, and she's gonna be...
I know, it's weird. I wanted Biden to run in 2016 also. Why did I like Biden and Bernie in 2016? And I'm like, about both of them now.
It's the same thing. I remember being pretty fairly enthusiastic about Bernie in 2016, and I literally can't stand the guy now. And I don't know exactly.
I'm meh. Like, I like him, but I'm like, you had your turn 4 years ago. Like, help someone else get it.
Can you imagine if
your energy behind someone else?
Can you imagine if Biden had sat this one out and done everything to support Kamala, and Bernie had sat this one out and done everything to support Elizabeth? What an amazing race we'd be having right now.
Here's the thing, and this is the thing that I think a lot of analysts and observers get wrong. There is a fundamental problem with name ID. That's why Sanders, if that would have happened, Sanders would have run away with this thing, because it would have remained a split ticket. He would have gotten his 30-35% of the vote, and he would have breezed through the primaries. Because that's the thing. There's two reasons Biden gets tons of support from various segments of the Democratic Party. Name ID is one. You look at the ballot, you know his name, he's been around forever. And two is, the other one, somebody made a comment on Twitter, it's like, he was VP to a black man, and he never undercut him. He did everything he asked him, Obama asked him to do, and he never, there was no friction. And the African community is like, he did that. He's our guy. Mm-hmm. So I don't know if Biden sitting out would have really made any difference other than Sanders being the guy. And that's name ID. It's just name ID. I guarantee you, if Warner runs in 4 years, she starts off with 20% of the vote instead of the 10 she got this time. Mm-hmm. Just because people go like, oh yeah, I remember her. It's just different. And I ran a congressional campaign for a candidate in my first congressional campaign in 2006 against a high target Republican who we eventually beat. But we lost the primary because the guy we were running against had a good ground game, and he had been on the ballot the election before. That was the difference. Just people said, oh yeah, I know that name compared to the other guy's name.
That's true. That's a huge thing. That's a huge, huge thing. It really is.
And so that's the thing with somebody like Warren. They have that Warren or Buttigieg or Andrew Yang. Not only do they have to convince people to vote for them, but they have this whole other hurdle mm-hmm. that no one knows their name. And so I don't know how it would have turned out without
Buddha, Biden. Buddha, Buddha, rocking everywhere. That's all know Buttigieg's name now.
I don't know. He's hosting Jimmy Kimmel tomorrow night. That should be interesting.
Yeah, I heard that.
I hope he doesn't fall on his face, but I don't know. He doesn't seem like the kind of like loosey-goosey, I'm going to host a talk show kind of thing. I don't know. Unless Chasten's going to be on there, then that's cool.
You know how many phone numbers I have for Patrick in my phone?
Do you...
Six.
You know a lot of Patricks.
Six.
Wow.
No, he changes his phone number constantly.
That sounds kind of shady.
I don't even have...
New number.
Are you sure he's not a criminal?
He might be.
Or a dealer, one of the two.
He used to be.
Okay, well, there you go.
But he does. I don't think he deals anymore. But yeah, he changes his number all the time. Why do I have all the old numbers in there?
I don't know. Just in case.
What if he changes it back to one of those?
This was fun, Robert. Did you have fun?
This is awesome.
Did you have a good time? Did you enjoy a Maggie rant?
You missed it.
What's up, man? How are you doing?
Not bad.
Good
Sorry
to see you. No worries. I love your home. It's beautiful.
Oh, thank you.
And well laid out and well taken care of, obviously.
It's open.
Don't, if you say open concept, I'm leaving right now.
You're lucky you don't have any shiplap on these walls yet. That's a whole nother episode.
The problem is they took out all the closets when they made it open.
I feel your pain because our house has very few closets in it.
Yes, we get very creative around here, like hiding things.
Yeah, everything's in the garage or in the basement.
Oh my god, you guys have never been to our house either.
No.
Oh my god, it's the exact same thing. We've got like 3 beds in the basement, and like boxes of tools, and we have a couch in the basement because we have 2 couches.
I have 4. Nice.
Oh, well, fine. Be that
6,
way.
Y'all. Actually, I got a wraparound downstairs, too, in the movie room. Which, by the way, we need to go to Art Van clearance sale and get you a new couch.
Did you hear they had to stop a riot in one of the stores the
other day? No, what?
They had a riot in one of the stores. The cops had to come in and kick everybody out of the store. Yeah. Where was that?
Why? You know, it was like in Warren or something.
Yeah, it was fucking crazy. Can you imagine
all the
that
people that ordered furniture recently?
Oh, yeah, they got told it's not being delivered.
Yeah, it's not being delivered, and we're not refunding it.
Oh, hell no.
That is a lawsuit.
I would have rioted also. That is like Spirit Airline level riot.
They were told that they could come to the store and pick out
something on the floor.
Yeah.
Oh. Excuse my language. I'd kill a motherfucker. That's
no,
what I
no, we cuss.
We all cuss the all the time.
I know, I always was.
I shake a bitch.
I know that people were not happy.
I'd be pissed too.
I would be like, here's my attorney.
How are you going to get blood from a rock? I'm sure that that's what they're banking on.
This is a conglomerate. This is Pabst Blue Ribbon, a conglomerate bought.
Yeah, they got bought by a hedge fund.
And they're just liquidating it for cash.
They probably took money out to start. They probably did that whole, what is that, Romney thing where they... Yeah. Well, they financed the buy and then...
Completely...
Fucking Romney.
Just
hey, who did vote for impeachment?
I'm a job creator.
One of the Art Van kids.
You're a job destroyer, you piece of shit. That was what I was talking about when I complained about
it. Biden currently ahead in Flint, Genovese County, by 25.2%.
Wow.
Wow.
That's not surprising. But... So when I left work today... There was the line out of the city clerk's office for all the young people who were re-registering because they were registered in other states.
Right.
And everybody's like, oh my, great young people. I'm like, you know, you had days in advance to do this. You didn't all have to do
it
today.
They were on spring break last week.
Oh, that's right. I'm sorry. Oh, you're right.
Spring break.
I feel so bad. Sorry, kids.
Could have done it yesterday, though.
They could have. I mean, there was a long line yesterday, too, though. But today it was snaking outside the building. Wow. I don't know if you've ever been to City Hall.
Yeah.
So we have that deck. Uh-huh. So it went out the door, down the deck, down the stairs to the front of the building.
Wow.
So Vice News was there today.
Nice.
I don't know what Vice News was doing there.
But it was crazy. Should we wrap this up?
Wrap
this up and continue the fun.
Oh, you're recording?
Yeah. That's why Robert's here. Oh, Scott accidentally got caught on record. Wah, wah.
Better than that time we taped him.
Snoring.
I was about to say, if you just turned it on and just recorded him snoring.
We try to get him to talk all the time, and he won't ever talk.
I don't know why people don't like to talk.
I don't get
it
either.
It's the best thing in the world.
I love talking. Let me tell you how much.
Well, Robert, you're welcome back anytime.
Well, thank you.
Every Tuesday.
We'll have to talk a different subject next time.
Yes, because I have things to say about RuPaul's Drag Race. And I have things to say about the wedding I performed, so we
and
get to
I can talk about therapy, because I love therapy, and I'm in
oh my
it
God,
all the time.
I love therapy, too.
Therapy is awesome.
Therapy is the tits. Let's talk about how important it is to do your please skills, everybody. Everybody, you have to do please skills. It means, like, I'm not going to go through the acronym, but I'm just going to tell you what it is. It means that you need to, like, sleep, you need to eat regularly, you need to take your medication, you should exercise because it'll make you fucking feel better, right, and you should have, yes,
it's
but
a form
that
of exercise.
Too, and you should avoid drugs and drinking. So, like, if you do all of the please skills, if you eat balanced and regularly and sleep balanced and regularly and take your medication the way you're supposed to.
Does weed count as medication?
Sure. I don't know.
Just checking.
I always feel terrible days after.
We can continue this party.
So, so please skills. So everybody do your please skills. So that's the thing.
That's awesome.
That is it. So that's one of my favorite therapy things.
Yeah. Then we can talk about the foster system.
Yes.
Oh my god, I'm never fucking working for the state fucking again. Fuck them, right in their fucking assholes.
We can wrap this up and
okay,
keep
sorry.
Going. Like,
yeah, we probably...
That's me.
We could end the Politico episode and start a new one.
Nah, it's done.
It's done.
It's time. But we have things to say. It's what my point is. Also, I work for the...
You work for DHHS, or...?
I will tell you when we're off the air. Oh, okay. Fuck okay. them. Fuck them.
Okay, right. let's wrap this up.
Fuck them in their assholes.
Wrap it up like right. a dick.
Find
head
us.
Head out of this bitch.
Head out of this bitch. Find us on all the places, that more thing. Also, you can talk to me on Twitter. We love hearing from you. Tell us your thoughts on the primary or politics or anything we've talked about today. Sorry if politics aren't your thing, that this was such a politics-heavy episode. If you've gotten this far, hopefully they didn't skip it. I don't know.
Right. We'll be very clear this is all politics in the description.
Good. All politics all the time. Yes, but you can interact with me on Twitter. I am Maggie at Brain of Maggie.
I'm Shannon at Shannon's Party.
And this is...
Robert, do you
have... Do you have any... Do you want people to talk to you?
No, I don't.
Okay. Do you have anything you would like to promote?
Get out and vote and work for the candidate no matter who it is. And love thyself and others.
Good. Yay. That was a wonderful thing to promote. All right. This has been episode...
227.
Thank God Shannon knows shit of That More Thing with Shannon and Maggie.
Bye!